Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Don Bailey Jr. played for the Hurricanes for the last 20 years. He has been partnered with Khaki Joe Zagacki on the Hurricanes radio broadcast.
That's not his name.
I'm going to make that stick, and I'm going to make the collector stick for you. What do you think about that name for Joe Zagacki? Khaki Joe Zagacki.
I love that. That's good.
He loves wearing khakis, right? He loves wearing khakis.
He's a khaki guy, bro. Yeah. He's a khaki guy.
Khaki Joe Zagacki.
Khaki and jeans. He's a khaki and a jean guy.
We are making that stick, right? Khaki Joe Zagacki.
That's happening.
Before we give you plaudits for what you did during the Michigan State loss and give you some new lines, let me just ask you a couple Hurricanes questions here.
Can I go to Zinwada, Naho, or wherever? I need a vacation.
I bet you wanted to last Saturday. This is what I wanted to ask you, because we've had some low points for the program over the past 20 seasons, right? The Clemson 58-0 loss, that cost Al Golden his job. That one sticks in the minds of Hurricanes fans. I'm just curious, where did Saturday's loss to Michigan State rank to you, your pantheon, you know, over the last 20 seasons of losses where,
I don't see that. I don't think that's anywhere near a bad
loss. That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah, I mean, when I think of that football, I said last week, I mean, Miami can win that game, Miami can lose that game. It was a well-coached team. They're just from a big-time conference. I mean, they had the best running back on the field, right? The kid is now leading the nation in yards. And they had a quarterback that was very productive. They had fifth and sixth year offensive linemen. They had a bunch of imports, you know, some portal guys. That does not even fit anywhere in the bad loss category. Now, it got bad because of what happened in the fourth quarter, the turnovers and the points, and I think it was 21 points in the fourth quarter. That made the score look like it was worse than it really was. Even the score is what it is, but heck, if Mallory doesn't drop that ball, Miami's up, 17-0? Or 17-3, I forget what it was, but that would have been a different ball game completely. I don't put that into the bad loss category at all. I mean, it's a Big Ten opponent. It's ranked number 20 in the country today.
And DBJ, the Gervin Hall, when he ran into the blocker and the running back went right, or the receiver went right past him, that was the one that made ESPN. But we were talking about a stat that who was it? Pro Football, one of them websites.
Pro Football Network. I think it was.
The Canes have missed 66 tackles in the first three games. Can you fix that midseason? Because you don't even want to really hit at practice this time of year.
They're hitting at practice.
they're trying to address it.
Fortunately, I'm able to go and see this thing, and there was and is a change in practice. They are hitting in practice. So that issue is addressed. And I think it's fair to bring up, no matter what has happened under Manny Diaz, if there's an issue, he has attacked it. And there was a problem, you know, in his first year, and he changed it immediately. And there was a problem Saturday, and he attacked it on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. And then, you know, they don't do much hitting on Thursdays anymore. But that has been attacked. Now, I anticipate that you'll see improvement this weekend. And then, of course, there's a big talent differential from the week before. But this was positively a change. And to me, you know, Channing, I have to tell you, I believe that you only get better hitting, you know, and I think that you got to hit. And I believe that that message and that will be a change that was – the problem was addressed, and they will work on it. How quick it gets solved, that I don't know.
We don't know anything about Central Connecticut. Should they put up 75 points on them? I'm being honest.
I think that's a lot of points against anybody, but they should win big time. I think 50 is a fair number, right?
Okay.
45, 50, 52, whatever. But we don't know what the quarterback situation is. So I don't know what that deal's going to be. And if I do that, you know, then it's a whole other story. But they should score, and they should score fairly often, and it should be very difficult for Central Connecticut to score points. It should not be a close football game, no matter who plays and who doesn't play.
Don Bailey Jr., he is the radio analyst extraordinaire. You will hear him this Saturday on 560 QAM. I think it's a 12:30 kickoff, right, DBJ?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, 12:30 kickoff, and you can listen to the game. And DBJ, through three games for us, has been stellar, has been A-plus worthy. I think he's done seven total calls, 2-3-2 maybe, Solana, and I believe he's 7 out of 7. Like, I mean, really fantastic work. It could not have been easy against Michigan State. That didn't feel good, and you guys worked in Razzle Dazzle and John Renshaw's Cat Nova, and you did it with aplomb. I mean, you really have done an amazing job for us this season.
Well, thank you. I thought I would like the Razzle Dazzle the most, but I started getting into the cat deal. You know what I mean? I tried to put myself in his body at that time, and it just worked. It just worked.
You can hear it.
Trust me, you needed what he was on during that Michigan State game.
Trust me, I needed it. It's right.
All right, we've got some lines for you.
I even worked in a little bit of a slur.
We've got some lines for you. For the Central Connecticut game on Saturday, I went to the Hall & Oates concert last night at Hard Rock Live. And by the way,
how was it?
I thought that that hall sounded old, and you know, it's such a great venue to see a show, but I thought that hall sounded old. It disappointed me.
I did
get this Instagram message because I was critical of them in the first segment of today's show. I got this Instagram message. You sounded bad on the radio putting down Hall & Oates' show. I was there, and if you could not feel the magic or understand their soulful sounds, that's on you. So everybody has different opinions. That's fine. I've seen Hall & Oates before, and I've seen concerts before, and I wanted to experience the magic and the soulful sounds, the Philly soul sounds of Hall & Oates. I did not experience that last night, but I'm glad to hear that someone did, and I'm glad that everybody's got their own opinion. But I wanted to give you a couple of Hall & Oates songs to maybe work into Saturday's broadcast.
That sounds fine by me.
Now, are you familiar with Method of Modern Love, or perhaps you know the Method Man cover of this, you know, M-E-T-H-O-D, man? But this is the original from Hall & Oates, DBJ. M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E. It's a method of modern love.
I don't. You're going to make me do that. You during a football game, you want me to, like, just spell out method of modern love, right?
Yeah, well, it's method of love that you're spelling out. And then, right, it's called method of modern love, but they don't spell out modern. But then Joe Zagacki would say it's a method of modern love. You say M-E-T-H-O-D-O-F-L-O-V-E, and then Joe would say, it's a method of modern love.
That's good.
Sure.
We okay.
Anything's possible. Yeah, we're good.
They played it last night.
I don't remember
that, last
with
night.
That song, though. But I don't remember that song by them. I'm
you don't,
sorry.
You don't remember that song?
No.
All right.
Now, what was their most famous song?
Oh, I don't know. Rich Girl, Private Eyes,
yes.
Sarah Smile.
Those two I remember. Yeah. Yes.
How about this one? Yeah, I Can't I Go that. For That. You remember that one? I Can't Go For That. No. No.
Yes,
can do.
I remember
All
that.
All right, we're going to give you this line.
Can do.
Right? Yeah. There you go. So
yeah,
maybe they make the refs make a bad call, right? Yep. And you go, you know, hey, Joe, I can't go for that. No, I no can do.
No can
I can't
do.
Go for that. No, I no can
no
do.
No can do.
Huh?
Yes.
You got it?
I got it.
All right,
I can ease that one in. That one eases
all
in.
All right. And, but make sure you do it. You sound like Hall and Oates, all right?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to sound just like him.
Right.
It'll remind you of the concert.
I was going to say, actually, to be quite honest, you probably could sound like Hall.
I'm not going to be good on the spelling bee, the method, the M-E-T, whatever. I won't be good on the spelling bee, but I'll be good. I'll be good with no can do. Yeah, I can get that.
All right. Then changing genres, I happened to listen to Onyx Slam the other day, which I love. I don't know if you know the song Slam by Onyx. That's a banger, right, Crowder?
Oh, man.
That is
for
a
years,
banger.
Yeah.
So, you, like, I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance. That ring a bell for you, DBJ?
No, I don't. I haven't woken up to that song. I haven't heard that one.
All right,
no,
let's play this for DBJ. I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance. Hurry up and give me the microphone before I rub myself in my pants. I'm mad, author of anguish. My language polluted. Onyx is heavyweight. I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance. Hurry up and give me the microphone before I bust out my pants. The mad author of anguish, my language polluted. Onyx is heavyweight. And then Joe comes in and still undisputed.
Bro, there's no way. I'll get the first two lines in and that's it. I mean, seriously. I'm going to bust out my pants and blah, blah, blah. No. The first, no. No. I get the first two lines, maybe a bust out my pants, something like that, but not. There's no way that whole thing's getting in. I'm just telling you now.
Let me say
you want a part of it.
Let me say
you want me to
ad-lib it? You repeat this line back to me. I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance.
I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy pants. That's it.
Well, not your B-boy pants. Your B-boy stance.
Yeah. Oh, stance.
Right.
I thought it was.
No, later comes pants. Pants rhymes with stance. Play the line again for him, Solana. I'm a B-boy, standing in my B-boy stance. Hurry up and give me the microphone before I rub myself in my pants. The mad author of anguish, my language polluted. Onyx is heavyweight, still undisputed. I think you can do it.
I'm still undisputed.
Yeah!
I can't do it, man. I can't do it.
Let me go, DBJ!
Wait till next week. I give him Shifty, goes down gritty and grimy. I'm going to give you Onyx's hits. We are still waiting for this one, the Kit Kat song. Give me a break, give me a break, break
me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar. Write it down.
All right.
That'll make it.
But I want that to be a duet between you and Joe. That's got to be like the jingle. Give me a break, give me a break, break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Kit Kat bar. So you have to write duet so I can, you know, I got to write this stuff up.
Solani, taking these notes, happy. You got to write duet on that one.
Yeah, I'll just, yeah, can you text me how to spell duet, DBJ? And we'll
put duet on it,
oh,
and they will do it.
D-U-E-T.
He is Ron Burgundy. If you write it down, he will do it. If you don't, he will come on the air the following week and say, you didn't let me know that I need to do that. All right, and we're waiting on this one, too, the Subway jingle.
I almost had that worked in when I don't know if it was might have been Devon Donaldson did something. And he's number 55. It almost like pushed me into it.
That would be great. That would be
almost
great. Five dollar foot long.
Hey,
that could be that could be a duet as well.
That could.
Solana, write that down.
Got it.
DUET.
D-U-E-T is right.
We gave you this one as well.
Who's the other guy about busting out of my pants? Who's the bust out of your pants guy?
That's Onyx. It's a group. Onyx.
All right. So look, I want to pass on. That may come out some way or another. But
all right, I'll let you in on the. I'll let you in on the secret. I actually changed the line there a little bit because it is kind of dirty the way that it's actually written and wrapped. So you're probably better off. Drop the first line. I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance.
Stop right there. That's it.
Or
two lines.
And then go rogue on the second line. I'm sitting next to Joe in his khaki pants.
Oh, you're killing it.
That's it.
That's
it. Put it, write it down.
Write it down, Solana. I'm a B-boy standing in my B-boy stance. Sitting next to the guy in the microphone with the khaki pants.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
We should save that for Thursday night football.
Well,
man.
You get it in when you can, DBJ. Let's not get greedy here. Just work it in.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're working it in.
Let's not get silly here. Jay-Z.
Yeah, but have right to Joe Z line.
Yes. And speaking of Joe Z, here's Jay-Z.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Let me handle my business, damn.
I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
A businessman.
Let me handle my business, Joe.
Why do you like that one?
I think it would be funny to hear you say that.
It's funny.
This one I really want. This is the new Drake song. You had mentioned that it sounds like Right Said Fred, but this is the Drake version.
Too sexy for this sir, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for the ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
I'm too sexy for this syrup, too sexy for your girl, too sexy for this world, too sexy for this ice, too sexy for that jack, yeah, yeah.
You might get two of them, then, bro. You ain't
getting
all
right,
of
that's
them.
Hey, whatever you can do. Whatever you can do. I'm too sexy for this syrup. Okay. Too sexy for your girl. I'd be good on that.
Well, hold on a second, though. Hold on a second. I mean, this is Connecticut State we're talking about here.
That's a good point that Solana brings up. This is Central Connecticut. I mean, it's not exactly the rolling tide.
You know, DBJ, if we want the montage to be banging, Central Connecticut State, I mean, you got to get some of these lines in this week. I'm putting the pressure on you.
But I'm a mood guy. It's got to be the right mood.
All right, well,
perform. You know what I mean? It's got to be the right mood. We're rolling, yeah, sure.
But
no
if
problem.
They're not rolling, we're going to have serious problems in Central Connecticut.
I might call you at halftime and need another 10 lines if they're not rolling.
That's what I'm talking about. That's a B-boy in his B-boy stance right there.
That's right.
You wrote all his notes, Solana?
Duet.
Don't forget the duet, D-U-E-T.
All right. Or the parts where Joe's supposed to jump in, or you write the new khaki line after standing in my B-boy stance.
I like
yeah.
Khaki
All right.
Joe.
All right. There you go. Khaki Joe Zagacki. All right. Don Bailey Jr., he will be on the call with Joe Zagacki Saturday, 12:30 kickoff. That is on 560 WQAM. We always appreciate you, DBJ.
All right, guys, enjoy the rest of the week.
There you go.
Thank you.
Don Bailey Jr. That's something.
That's funny.
We are on the cusp
funny.
Of something amazing.
It is.
Give me the microphone before I bust out my pants.
He gets Onyx in, I'm losing it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%.
up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.